Okay, so what do you think your backpacks are made out of? You don't know. They're made of lots of stuff. A zipper, pockets, the material. Well, it's all got like nylon, different pockets. Well, yeah, a long time ago they used to make backpacks out of leather. And a long, long, long time ago, in Jesus' time, they made them out of a special kind of leather. They made them out of goat skin. I know. So here's pictures.
We were wearing goat skin.
Do you think those look like? Yeah, it's like a bag they would carry across. They would like, it doesn't have two straps. It just has one. What do you think?
It looks like a purse.
It kind of does look like a purse. Like Indiana Jones, like a satchel. Oh, well, you know what? Maybe you'll get another one. But it's holding up. Okay, so these are both goat skin. Isn't that weird? Yeah. You want to see those? Why don't you pass them around? Well, one of them have a little bit of decoration. And so I have something for you guys to put on your backpack for decoration. Okay, here, I'll take it and pass it around. Okay, go ahead and pass it around. Okay, so I have these little things you can attach onto the zipper. And so the top ones, they all are a cross, and then a lot of them have little medallions that say hope or love or believe or faith. So I'm going to let you guys pick, but I'm going to tell you the top ones have more like blingy. They're shiny with stones in them, and the bottom ones aren't so much. So it depends on what you like. So I'm going to have you come up. Who was born in January? You were born in January? You get to pick first.
No.
Who was born in February?
As a December child, I object.
That's me.
Okay. Who was born in December? Okay, you can pick. I'll go forward and backwards. Okay. Who was born in February? November.
Me.
November. Okay, hurry up and pick. You can pick one too. I knew if I had too many options, this would be a problem. Okay. Okay, excellent choice. How about March? Okay. How about October? I see you. April. September. Okay. Pick one.
I think our head, one of our ushers raised his hand for September.
Yeah, I know. I'm ignoring them right now.
Oh, okay.
March, April, May, and September. Did I already do September?
Yes.
May and August? June, July? Okay. Link and Griffin, do you know when your birthday is?
Wait, did you do November?
August? Okay, come on up. You can come pick. Yeah, but these are just for kids until I make sure I have one for everybody. What about your brother? Why don't you pick one for him, too? How about one of these? Like that one or that one? Which one would your brother like?
I think you would like this one.
Okay, then that's the one.
My dad has a backpack.
Okay, so you're going to stick these on. Let me see yours. You can stick them right on one of your... It latches right on there if you want, or you can put them... Or on here. It has a little latch. Okay. You can put it on there until you get home and put it on your backpack. No, because these are only for the kids, because some of the kids aren't here today. I only have 20, so I'm going to save them to give to the kids that aren't here. So, and then if I have leftovers, I can give them to other people. Okay, but for now, we're going to just wait. Yeah, I can put it on there. All right, so now Reverend Jeannie is going to say a prayer over your backpacks and bless your backpacks and you and your school year. There you go.
In the dumpster.
Okay, well, then you can put it on a new backpack. Okay, well, you hold on.
Okay, everybody ready?
Yeah. I can put it on for you, yeah. Okay, I'll put them on, and then we'll have Reverend Jeannie can pray for us.
Okay.
Oopsie. There's one. And what do you want this one? How about here? Here, this one. Okay, good. All right, you guys, let's put our hands out to receive the blessing on our backpacks and ourselves for school.
Okay, let us pray. Lord, bless these backpacks and the children and youth and young adults who carry them as they begin yet another year of school. Give them peace when they feel nervous, focus when they feel distracted, energy when they feel tired. Open their minds to the lessons they will learn both in and outside the classroom. Help them to make friends that build one another up and be friends to those who need them. Guide them in making good choices as they grow in wisdom and maturity. Be ever present with them in the classroom, on the school bus, on the playground, and at home. And may they feel your loving care in all they do. And this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Oh, thank you, Reverend Jeannie. That was perfect. Guys, good luck in school. And take your backpacks and these and go to Sunday school. And we'll see you later. Thanks for coming up.